Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Arthie, and we are in class with David. Lessons on Developing Leaders. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Samuel 27, verses 1 to 12, the wisdom of a leader. Let's read those first couple of verses there in 1 Samuel 27. And David said in his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand." Then David arose and went over with 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. So David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he sought him no more. Fear. I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. Wait a second here. Was David anointed king? Will David be protected by God? Now, trust the promises of the Lord. Remember Peter walking on the water with Jesus over there in Matthew chapter 14, somewhere around verse 22? It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. A lack of faith has crippled many of God's servants. David was being pursued by King Saul to kill him. Where did David seek safety? Among his enemies. Where do Christians often look for security? In the world. Everything is turned upside down. Israel is not a welcome place for David, but among the Philistines is a place of refuge. And there's more lying from the man after God's own heart. Why is this narrative in the Bible? Does God approve of lying and deception? No. The ninth commandment forbids it clearly. This is an odd passage, but God doesn't hide it. Another aspect of grace, the wisdom of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Go over and look at Luke chapter 16 for a moment. Luke chapter 16 and verse 1. He also said to his disciples, "There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward." Then the steward said within himself, "What shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses." So he called every one of his master's debtors and said to him, and said to the first, "How much do you owe my master?" And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. And then he said to another, "And how much do you owe?" So he said, 100 measures of wheat. So he said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. In verse 8, Jesus commended the wisdom displayed by the servant, not the actions that were taken. That is why David's story was recorded. Even the mightiest of God's servants are weak and in need of grace. Look at David's heart in Psalm 119 in verse 29. He says, "Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously." Look closer at our text in 1 Samuel 27, and let's look at three aspects of wisdom displayed by David. First, see the wisdom in the flight, verses 1 through 4. David's objective was to stop King Saul's pursuit, but it was a gamble of sorts. It had the appearance of damaging his political standing back home. But a neutral country may not have worked. Saul, verse 1 again, "Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand." David's flight also had the appearance of deserting his native people. His whole family went with him to Gath. It says, "And David, with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow." Did his strategy work? Well, yeah. Verse 4 confirms that it did. And so the future king of Israel found safety amidst his enemies. It was told Saul that David had fled, so he sought him no more. So it worked. Second, see the wisdom of the settlement. Look at verses 5 through 7. "Then David said to Achish, 'If I have now found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country so that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you?' So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Now the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. The town where David's family and men settled was strategic because it regained a lost area of Judah. Just look at Joshua chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. It says, "This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger," and then if you go down to verse 31, "Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Leaboth, Shilim, Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages." The location helped David maintain a link to Israel because Ziklag was a border town beside Judah, allowing regular communication back home in Israel. So the wisdom of his request was amazing and become a reward gift from the king for his trustworthiness among them. It was wise in allowing freedom of movement, avoiding the jealousy of his peers, being a nice place to await the throne. David applied a very important principle. Look at Luke chapter 14, verse 7. So he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, "When you're invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give place to this man.' And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And then third, see the wisdom of the plan. Verse 8. "And David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites. For those nations were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt. Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And then Achish would say, 'Where have you made a raid today?' And David would say, 'Against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of the Jerahmeelites, or against the southern area of the Kenites.' David would save neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Gath, saying, 'Lest they should inform on us, saying, thus David did.' And thus was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. So Achish believed David, saying, 'He has made his people Israel utterly abhor him. Therefore, he will be my servant forever.' He continued to serve the Lord during his exile as a double agent, serving King Achish and God's purposes." An important note here. David and his men went out on raids like the Philistines did, but they only attacked Israel's enemies. Verse 8 tells about that. "And David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites. Moses fought them, Saul also, but David finished it." And yet, he clearly deceived the king, not wanting Achish to know any of the truth. Why? He did not want the people to fear him. So the future king of Israel enjoyed the favor of his enemy's leader. Achish believed David, saying, "He has made his people Israel utterly abhor him. Therefore, he will be my servant forever." Well, what about Judah's perspective of him? Well, if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning with verse 26, it says, "Now when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his friends, saying, 'Here is a present for you from the spoils of the enemies of the Lord, to those who are in Bethel, those who are in Ramoth and of the south, those who are in Jatir, those who are in Aror, those who are in Siphmoth, those who are at Eshtemoah, those who are in Rakau, those who are in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, those who are in the cities of the Kenites, those who are in Hormah, those who are in Korashan, those who are in Akath, those who are in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to roam." Here's a question. Would God have protected David in Judah? Was all this necessary? Well, I guess we can say he creatively escaped King Saul's attacks. He served the Lord's purposes, and he maintained a servant's heart. You give all that some thought, and you have a great day.